We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, and we're beginning in the bottom of Lamed Aleph on Aleph, the two dots. Four lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Nuna, Kama Hilchasa Gvurus Ha'ikul Mashba Mehani Kroy. We learn a lot of big halachas from the Psukim of Chana. Mehani Kroy the Chanas. Psukim of Chana. Chana was a woman who did not have children for a lot of years, and she used to come be early regular every year, and one year she just had enough, she didn't have her children, and she was davening for a very long time, and Eli saw her, and Eli thought she was drunk. And we're going to talk a lot about this Maisa as we go along. But we learned a lot of Hilchos Tefillah from Chana. V'chana hi medaveres aliba. It says in the Pasuk that v'chana hi medaveres aliba, raks v'seh ha'noyis, only her lips were moving, v'koylish, I couldn't hear her voice, v'yachshaveh alai, Lishikaira. Eli. Ve'achshva Eli Lishikaira. And Eli thought she was a shikir. Zok to Gemara, Gemara explains. V'chani medaveres aliba. Mekalim espal tzorach shichavin liba. You see from here, medaveres aliba. You see, you have to mechavin. You have to mechavin perish amilas at least. Rak svesel no'os. Only her lips are moving. Mekalim espal shichatik mesfasa v'kayu liyishma. You should not lift your voice. Mekancha also like v'yakayu tvos. You're not davening very loud. Then it says, "V'achshava Eli l'shikaira." Eli thought she was drunk. V'kancha shikar also spal. Now, why did Eli think she was drunk? So Rashi in Shmuel says because she was davening quietly. The pella is that if she was davening quietly and that means she's drunk, that means you're not supposed to daven quietly. So this Rashi didn't throw into this kasha, but the Mashal because of this kasha is a different pshat. That she didn't think she was drunk because she was davening quietly. He's supposed to daven quietly. He says she was davening very long because he has his kasha. And he says that El Diyash Leimar Shechoshvel Shikaira Mishum the Harbasal Hispalal because she davened very long time. She was davening very long time. And a lot of times a Shikaira says Dvaram Batalim, and that's why he was choshes her as being a Shikaira. Let's check the Mashah. But Yoimer Aleha, alien. Eli told her, I must sit the Shtakrin and told her, now, how long are you going to be drunk for? Omra Avalazo, I'm a can leroya bechaveroi, dovash, ain't a hog in Sarah Lechicha. You see from here that if someone does something that's not right, you should give them Musa. And Tosis is really about Varns, it's a pasuk in the Torah, Chech, Chech, Hasam, Isecha. You need it from here. And for Tosis, that's only by the Raisa maybe, but even by the Rabbanon of Davening the Shikas, the Rabbanon, still you should give your friend Musa. So what's that lashon loy adoni? So Amar has two pshatim. Amar ula v'tema Rav Yisrael Chinuah. Amar lei loy adoni ata v'davaze. You're not adoni this. Loy ruach kodesh arlecha. You're not ruach kodesh. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm not shikur. Shata chashteni v'davaze. You're being chashmi v'shikur. You're not adoni in this inyan. You don't know. Ikadamri, it's lashon tamia. Hachi Amar lei loy adoni ata. Aren't you a master? Lav ikas shchina v'ruach kodesh kavach. Don't you have ruach kodesh? And she died the kav chayva, like died the kav schos. Why didn't you die me the kav schos? Milo yedat the isha keshas ruach anechi. V'yayim sheikh lo yelishisisi. I'm just very bitter. I'm very sad. But I didn't drink any wine or sheikha, and that's why I'm davening so long. Om rab lozom mekala nechshad v'davar she'ein boy shacharach adiyah. If someone's chayish for something, don't be an onav and don't say back. If someone's chayish for something, you should answer and explain what's really. What's the thing you're really doing? You're not really doing something wrong. And the pasuk says that Vayter that Chana tells Eli, "Al titein es amosecha lefnei bas bli'al." Don't assume that I'm a bas bli'al and you choshes me. Choshed me. What does that mean? Omer Laz, I'm a kala shikash mespal ki oved avizara. We see from here that Eli was choshed her, that she was a shikr, and she called it like a bas bliyal. We see that's gilu oivet of Arizar. The ksiv hachal fnei bas bliyal, ksiv hasam, by the parashas of Arizar, it says, Yotso noshem fnei bliyal, mikibachem, alhan of Arizar, alkan of Arizar. And he's been choshed her for shikr, and he says, don't make me into oivet of Arizar. You see from there that being shikr is like being oivet of Arizar. Vayan Eli, vayoyim lechila shalom. If you choshed your friend, you should give him a bracha. For the bracha, first he mefayas her. That's why he said, L'eich l'shalim. You even have to give her a bracha. And Hashem should answer your tefillah. So Eli gave her a bracha and was mefayas her with saying shalom. And the diak, how we know shalom here means not meyichil shalom means every time you send someone overseas, you say go to shalom. He said this before the end of the conversation. So that's the diak that the shalom was a pius, not stam abracha. Zotu Gemara Vaita, it says that Chana made a neder. She said, if Hashem sees my pain and gives me a child, I will give him away to Hashem for the rest of his life. Vatida neder v'toyma Hashem tzavakos. He called Hashem, Hashem the master of the legions. Omra v'lozim, v'yim shebar l'karaz baruch shalom l'ha'od, v'yim shekar l'karaz baruch tzavakos, at shebar l'chana. Until Chana came, no one called l'karaz baruch tzavakos. What do you mean with the tzvakas? What did she mean? What was the amkis? What was the depth of that tefillah? So he said, "Rabbi Shlomo, call tzivei tzvakas tzvais. This part tzvais. Tzivei tzvais shabara. All the legions you created, legions of malachim, legions of stars, legions of everything. It's hard to give me one son. He made a huge party for his servants." Bani Echad v'Amar HaPesach only came to the door. Amalem, Tenuli Prusachas, let me have a piece of bread. Lo Yishkichu Elohav, then enlist them. Tocham Nichlehetz HaMelech, went into the Melech, Amalem, Adoni HaMelech, Mekol Suda Shein Asisa. For the ganze Suda you made here, there's millions of dollars worth of food here. Kosh V'Nech Lipni Prusachas, can you give me one slice of bread? Same thing telling Hashem, Hashem, you're making legions and legions of everything. You can't spare one son. And she went with another Tayinim, Ra'a Tira. It says in that same pasuk, "In ra atira ba'ani amasech." What's loshin ra atira? Amar Rav Elazar, famous Gemara. Amar Chana fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shloim. Im ra'am ra'ei mutav. If you see my pain, good. From lav tira elecha, I'll show you ve'estater. B'fnei Alkana Bailey, I will go seclude myself with another man in front of my husband Elkana. Ve'kiva n'masasra. And then the loch is that if they have kinuy and stira, then you become a saita. What does a saita do? A saita drinks the water to see if she's a mezana. And she's not going to be mezana, just be oivah and yichud. And then she'll drink the mez saita, and she will, and she's not going to be, we didn't do aveira, and therefore it's going to turn into zera, like the Gemara's going to say. Let's see the Gemara inside. Give him a starna, mashkli mez saita, I'm going to give her to drink from the water of the saita. You're not going to make your Torah a sheker, and the Torah says Shneim of Nixav and Israel Zera. It says that if she's clean, she's going to have children. So this Gemara, this Tain is good. Only Honi Chaman Diyamam Hoisa Akarav and Nifkad the Shaper. It's only good. The Fina Man Diyamam learns if Nixav Zera means that if she was Akara, she will get answer and she'll have a baby. But another Man Diyamam is different. That just means that if she was led us till now, b'tzar, you let us with revach, it would be easier. Nekevois or ischarim, if you had girls, we'd have boys. Shchayrim, you let us have them. If you had, children were not so pretty, very pretty children. Ktzarim, yod maruchim, short, they'll be tall. So ma'ik lemeima, what are you going to say then? What was her taina? Where's the smachlik? It's the taina lent in a braisa. Nixav nizra zera. It says that if she's clean, she's going to have zera. Malamish v'hoisa akara and forget this. The Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel learns that if she's akara and she's really innocent, she will have a child. Omer Akivim, Ken yelchu kol akara is kulam v'yistatru. Like Chana said, all akaras do this. V'zush loy kilkala nifsedas. And the one, and the akara who doesn't do a shtick, she's going to be nifsedas. Doesn't make sense. And Malamish Mahisi Ladis Batsar Ladis Barevach, Kasarim Ladis Aruchim, Shkarim Ladis Lavainim, Achad Ladis Shnaim. That's what he learns. The Nixa Zera means we better Zera. So Mayim Ra Tira, that doesn't mean Ra Tira, Dibutorios Vadim, doesn't mean that Taina. Now we have Machlaikis Mahis, what's the Taina? What's the thing Chana said? It just means if you see my pain, or it means the double loss is, if you don't see my pain, I'll do Kinu and I'll do Stira. And the Kasha is that there's an Ich Isser Daraisa of Yichud. So what? She says she's going to do an Isser? There's no heter to do any Isser, even to have a baby. So what's exactly the heter? So it's a big kasha. So some say that there is certain type of yichud that won't be Isser, but it could be stira. One of the examples they give is like, may Pesach Asuach, the doors open, the lach of doors open, it has din yichud, but just like a heter of Pesach Asuach, so maybe there's a din stira there. It could be, if you look at the Hilchus Soita, that's stira, even though the Gabi Hilchas Yichud, Pesach Pesuach, is not Yichud. You have to look at the Mefarshim who explains it's a big kasha. Let's go weiter. We don't have time for that. Let's go weiter. So it says that in this pasuk where it says she made a neder, it says amasecha three times. It says ba'ani amasecha, b'lishishkach amasecha, nasata l'amasecha. Gimel amasis halo lama. So Rashi learns amas loshon of misa. Why is it three times misa? Lama amra, lama amra chana pekaris baruch abayin shloim. Shloisha bitke misa v'rasa. There are three things beisha. There's three things that isha dies for. Which three things they are? Amri lo shloisha defke misa, or is loshon of not being checked, or means also attaching to you. But what are the three things that cause misa by isha? Ve'lehein nida v'chala odakas haner. These three mitzvahs, mitzvah nida and mitzvah chala, and it's a klum of artachsvam. I did all of them. I wasn't even any of them. And we know kiyidua chana is rashi tevis. These three things: chana is chala, nida, odakas haner. That's the three things, and she is the quintessential Yiddish mama who taka kept all three things. So she's saying to Hashem, three amasechas, that I kept all of those. So she says, if Hashem is good to me, v'nasata l'amasecha zera anoshim. My zera anoshim, what's that loshon zera anoshim? Omarav, guvra v'guvra. It means a man besoich men. That's one pshat, which means Zog Taisvis, Adam Shechosh, Vanas Ben Hashem, a person who's Chosh, he'll be counted between the men. Shmuel Am Zera, Shem Moshech, Shnei Anashim. Zera Anashim, Losh Rabbim is Zera who was Mizoicha to be Moshech to Anashim. Inu Shaul David, he was Moshech Shaul and David to be king. Rechon Am Zera, Shechokh, Knashnei Anashim. Zera that's equal to Anashim. Man Inu, Moshech Aaron, Shnei Mazen Apostle, Moshech Aaron, Machoina, Shmuel of Karishma. You see, Shmuel is equal to Moshech Aaron. Rabban Amri, not a pshat. Zera anoshim, zera shemuvla bein anoshim. Zera that will be mixed into the anoshim. Not something special. He's not going to have a special kid. Ki osar avdimi, omar, like aruch, like good. See, when you ask for a child, you don't want too tall, not too short, like kotor, not too skinny, like ilim, not too fat, like tzachar, not too white, like yich, not too red, like chacham, not too smart, like tippish, not tippish. And it says Hashem answered the tefillas. That means Shmuel HaNavi wasn't a chacham, and he wasn't a tippish, he was nothing, and still he turned to Shmuel HaNavi. So Chaim Shulev is even here, that every person can land to be like Shmuel HaNavi, even if he doesn't start off being a chacham. For Rosh Hashanah, it says he wasn't anything special. He was a regular anashim bein anashim. So the Gemara writes, it says, Ania Ishan et Sevesi Macha. This is when she comes back. She comes back, Shmuel HaNavi is born, and she takes care of him for 2 years. When he's 2 years old, he brings him back to Eli, and he's leaving him there forever. And he tells Eli, you know, I am the Isha Hanetsevasi Macham Bazeh. I was there standing and diving with you. Armashim Malevi's Mashma, they're both standing, as Rashi learns. Makansha also Leisha Vitech Arba Amish Atila. You see, now let's sit within four Amish of someone in davening Shemana Esrei. Look at Taisvis, Taisvis says if someone's a Melakri Shema, I could sit, but not for now also. Ela Nara Hazeh Hispalalti. He said, and it sounds like it's episoteric to something. So what was the story? Omar Ablazo, Shmuel Amar Alach Mei Rabba Haya. Shmuel was Amar Alach Mei Rabba. Shnei Amar says in the Pasuk, Vayishchtu Asapar, they shechted a par, Vayivu Asadar Eli. Then they brought the Nar to Eli. Mishum de Vayishchtu Asapar, Vayivu Asadar Eli. Because they shechted a par, they bring the Nar to Eli. What's it to do with anything? Elo Omalam Eli. Koru Koyin, Eli was mill, they were shechting up, they want to shecht a par. And Eli said, call the Koyin. Leitzi v'lishcha, they should go shecht. Chazinu Shmuel, they have a mahari, mahadri, bosa koyin. Shmuel saw they're looking for a koyin. Bosa koyin l'mishchat, amalahu. This is Shmuel, he's 2 years old, 2, 3 years old. Amalahu. Lama l'chu lahadure, bosa koyin l'mishchat. Why do you need a koyin? Shchita v'zar k'sheira. We know, shchita's kosher v'zar. I see the coming daily. Brought Shmuel in front of Eli. Amalei menalacha. How do you know? How do you know that you don't need a koyin? Amalei miksiv a shachat a koyin. Don't say a shachat a koyin. Say a krivu a koyin. Just the dam has to be the koyin. Ksiv. Mekabala va'elach mitzvah kuhuna. Mekan. We learn from here that kuhuna only starts from kabala. But shchita is mutar bazar. Mekan shchita is shekser bazar. Amalei. So Eli told Shmuel, "May meshapik amri. You're tining good. Miu meira alacha fei rabach." Ah. You are a Meir Alach of your Rabbi, because a Meir Alach of your Rabbi, Chayiv Misa. You are Chayiv Misa, you Shmuel. As the Chana got Sofka made, the Chana came and crying to him, Ani Yisho, Ani Tzavi Simach of Zah, I daven for this, this is always going to be a child over here. Then you're going to kill him? Omele Shaf Gili Daran, you let me be Ma'anashim, Ubina Rachma of Yavloch Rabba Minei, I'll give you another song better than that. Omele, no, El Anara Zeh is Pololti. That's what Chana said, no, it's this child I daven for, and I want this child. So two speak-outs over here, very important. First of all, what's Mar Halacha for a rabbi? He just came here. This is his Rebbe, Eli? Eli wasn't his Rebbe, he just arrived. Zok Taisis. Taisis asked the Kash. He says, Abishu Lamar Adai Mefanov, come on, Godel Hadar Hava, or Balumar Lefanov. He's a Godel Hadar, Balumar Lefanov, that's called Mar Halacha for a rabbi. That's Kash number one. Another thing I have to speak out is that Eli didn't know Shechitas Kosher Vazar. Everyone knows that. And Shmuel knew that. Eli got to know it also. Shmuel wasn't Mechadish this. So the Teretz is that in those days they were machmir himself to make sure to get a kohen, and Shmuel was tiny. He saw they were looking after too much after. He says, "What do you need a kohen for? He was a czar." And Eli wanted to see like where did, like what was it coming from? Was it coming from the Torah or just stam do the halacha? They knew the halacha also, and he saw that he was passing from the Torah himself, and that was the mar halacha for rabbi. Oh, this is a shtikla aura that if they knew it already. What was exactly the mar halacha for rabbi? The Teretz is that he was telling them that don't be mechaza the kohen. You could use even lechatchila. You could use a yisrael. So the gemara vayta v'chani medavaras al liba. Omer alot shon reisi ben zimra al iske liba. Omer lefanov. Something to do with her lay. We'll see. It meant a dadim. That's the iskaliba. I'm going to follow. Baruch Shalom. Kol ma shebrasa v'isha. Le brasa dava ech levatola. Everything you created for isha is nothing levatola. Naim lirois. Eyes to see is naim lishmaya. Choytem lariach. Your nose to smell. Peladaber. Your mouth to talk. Your daim lasis behem malacha. Reglaim lahalach behem. To walk with feet. Dadim lahanak behem. Lahanak behem. You made dadim to nurse. So dadim lo, she pointed to herself. Dadim lo, she sat al libi. They put on my heart. Lama, what are you here for? Lelahanik ben, tenli ben velik ben. That was the tefillah of the Baris Aliba. She was saying, what do I need a dadim on my lay for, if not to nurse a child? But Amar Rav Elazar Moshe Rav Yosi ben Zimra called Yoishiv betanes b'Shabbes. A new Gemara we had Rav Elazar Moshe Rav Yosi was saying more Rav Elazar from Rav Yosi memories. We'll do one more. Call Yoishiv betanes b'Shabbes. Anyone who's fast on Shabbos, and Tais learns his Tainas Chaloyim, currently Gzardino Shoshim Shana. We rip up a Gzardin that's 70 years old already. He's already an old man. This Gzair was when he was a child. Why? Because fasting on Shabbos is very, very hard. Everyone's eating all those 40 dips and different type of kugels on Shalom, and you're fasting, it's very, very hard to do. But still, Vafa Pikein, Chuzim Ephraim Menu, didn't know Enik Shabbos. The Maisa, he didn't keep Enik Shabbos, there's a Tain on him. And we'll come back and give him Einish for that. Maita Kanti, what's Takana? Omarab Nachma Yitzchak Leisav Tanisa La Tanisa. To sit a Tainis on a Tainis. You have to fast another time, right after Shabbos, to Mechapa for fasting on Shabbos.